Sugar is the ultimate wolf in sheep's clothing in our modern diet. It promises quick energy and stress relief, but delivers a fleeting high followed by inflammation, weight gain, and chronic health problems. While 68% of Americans want to reduce sugar consumption, the average person still consumes about 17 teaspoons daily, more than triple what health organizations recommend. As sugar consumption has increased 30% globally in the last four decades, Dr. Becky Gillespie's approach offers something different, not just information about sugar's dangers, but a practical roadmap to break free from its grip. What makes this method powerful is its focus on sustainable habit change rather than temporary restriction. This isn't punishment, it's discovery. Without sugar dominating your taste buds, you'll begin noticing the subtle sweetness in whole foods, experience reduced inflammation, clearer skin, and increased energy levels that you never thought possible. Counterintuitively, complete elimination of sugar is easier than moderation. Even a small taste triggers both emotional and physiological cravings. Your brain's reward pathways activate, insulin spikes, blood sugar crashes, and the cycle continues, creating a sugar roller coaster effect. Sugar affects the same neural pathways as addictive substances, making moderation particularly difficult. The none is easier than some mindset ends the internal debate about consumption. No negotiation, no just a little bit, no mental energy wasted on exceptions. Before starting the challenge, prepare thoroughly by removing processed foods from counters, reorganizing your kitchen to make healthy choices accessible, planning contingency meals, and practicing polite refusals for social situations. Create temptation-free zones in your home, office, and car. This environmental restructuring recognizes that willpower is limited. The more temptations we face, the more likely we'll eventually give in. Removing visual triggers and creating physical distance from sugar-laden foods reduces the mental energy needed to stay on track. Be aware of sneaky sugar sources like bacon, bread, dairy-free milk, energy bars, granola, pasta sauce, and salad dressings that often contain hidden sugars among their top ingredients. One of the most valuable aspects of this approach is understanding the predictable timeline of what happens when you quit sugar. Days 1 to 3 typically bring mixed emotions and physical symptoms as your body adjusts. Headaches, irritability, and intense cravings are common during this initial detox phase. Days 4 to 6 show initial improvements despite lingering frustration as blood sugar stabilizes and your body begins fat adaptation. The real turning point comes around days 7 to 10, when most people complete the transition to metabolic flexibility, the ability to efficiently burn both dietary and stored fat for energy. This brings noticeable improvements in energy and mental clarity. By day 15, the halfway point, most realize they're truly okay without sugar, and the initial discomfort has largely subsided. The final 2 weeks bring undeniable positive changes: improved sleep, sustained energy throughout the day, enhanced taste sensitivity, and growing confidence in your ability to maintain this lifestyle long term. This predictable pattern helps contextualize your experiences and push through temporary discomfort, knowing that relief and benefits are just days away. Sugar consumption is often more habit than hunger, deeply woven into daily routines and emotional responses. Stoppers are strategic items, drinks, or activities that create deliberate separation from eating, providing both immediate disruption of cravings and long-term habit breaking. Minty solutions like brushing teeth or using peppermint oil make food less appealing, while time-consuming options like preparing and sipping hot tea allow your body's natural fullness signals to register. For common trigger situations like evening TV snacking, keeping dental floss or sugar-free mints in the living room creates psychological barriers. When sugar cravings hit, having pre-planned alternatives ready becomes crucial. Sugar-free gum, flavored toothpicks, herbal teas, specific supplements, naturally flavored seltzer water, or simple environmental modifications like placing a napkin over your plate after dinner. This strategy deliberately leverages neuroplasticity, your brain's remarkable ability to form new neural pathways through repeated behaviors. When the usual cue routine reward cycle of sugar consumption is consistently interrupted and alternative responses established, you gradually rewire your automatic behaviors. While sugar elimination is the primary focus, the elimination trifecta, sugar, flour, and seed oils, represents the three dietary components most detrimental to health. These elements work synergistically to disrupt metabolism, promote inflammation, and trigger addictive eating patterns. Flour, including seemingly healthy alternatives like almond and coconut flour, can spike blood sugar and trigger cravings similar to sugar itself. Refined grains lack the fiber that would naturally slow digestion, leading to rapid glucose absorption and insulin spikes. Seed oils, like soybean, corn, canola, and cottonseed, are inflammatory due to their high omega-6 content and chemical extraction processes involving high heat, pressure, and chemical solvents like hexane. The resulting products are unstable and prone to oxidation, potentially creating harmful compounds when heated during cooking. Unfortunately, these oils are ubiquitous in restaurants and packaged foods. Becoming a food detective by checking ingredient lists and avoiding products with any of the trifecta listed among the first three ingredients is essential for success. Sustainable change comes from rewiring both behavioral and cognitive patterns. Rather than relying solely on willpower, a finite resource, developing mental frameworks makes sugar-free living sustainable. This includes exterminating ants, automatic negative thoughts, those mental pests that sabotage goals with thoughts like, "Living without sugar will be too stressful," or "I've never succeeded before." The three-step process involves hear the ant, acknowledge it's a normal pest everyone experiences, and shift focus elsewhere. Equally important is shifting from self-judgment to curiosity. Rather than beating yourself up for eating treats in the break room, ask why you felt compelled to eat them and develop alternative strategies. This intentional curiosity keeps your mind open and prevents mindlessly repeating unwanted behaviors. Remember that sustainable change requires patience, self-compassion, and consistent small actions rather than dramatic short-term measures. The most successful approach is built on desire rather than fear, making changes because you want to feel better, not because you're afraid of consequences. The 30-Day Sugar-Free Challenge offers benefits far beyond weight loss. Reduced inflammation, clearer skin, improved digestion, stable energy, better sleep, enhanced mental clarity, and freedom from emotional cravings. Most importantly, your relationship with food transforms. After abstaining, many find their taste preferences dramatically altered. Previously appealing sugary foods become overwhelmingly sweet, while whole foods' subtle flavors become more satisfying. Research shows that after about a month of low-sugar eating, people perceive sweetened foods as more intensely sweet, a physiological shift making sugar-free habits easier to maintain than to establish. For long-term success, treat sugar as special rather than ordinary. Avoid excessive hunger, stick with whole foods, and carefully test different carbohydrates to identify personal triggers. You're stronger than sugar's pull, and the freedom waiting is worth the temporary discomfort. Imagine waking up with consistent energy, clear thinking, and no food regrets. That's life beyond sugar's grip.